CENTCOM confirms U.S. Navy to block ships entering, exiting Iranian ports. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 12, 2026. U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, confirmed that starting Monday, the United States Navy will block ships from entering or exiting Iranian ports. CENTCOM explained that the block will be enforced impartially against vessels of all nations that are either entering or trying to leave Iranian ports, including those located on the Arabian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. CENTCOM also clarified that the U.S. Navy would not impede freedom of navigation for vessels transiting the Strait of Hormuz to and from non-Iranian ports. The blockade will be enforced impartially against vessels of all nations entering or departing Iranian ports and coastal areas, including all Iranian ports on the Arabian Gulf and Gulf of Oman. CENTCOM said in a post on X, CENTCOM forces will not impede freedom of navigation for vessels transiting the Strait of Hormuz to and from non-Iranian ports. The announcement from CENTCOM comes after President Donald Trump announced Sunday that the U.S. Navy would begin the process of blockading any and all ships trying to enter, or leave, the Strait of Hormuz. So, there you have it, the meeting went well, most points were agreed to. But the only point that really mattered, nuclear, was not, Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social. Effective immediately, the United States Navy, the finest in the world, will begin the process of blockading any and all ships trying to enter, or leave, the Strait of Hormuz. At some point, we will reach an all being allowed to go in, all being allowed to go out basis, but Iran has not allowed that to happen by merely saying, there may be a mine out there somewhere, that nobody know about but them. Vice President J.D. Vance revealed on Saturday that after engaging in peace talks with Iran for 21 hours, they had not reached an agreement. We have had a number of substantive discussions with the Iranians, that's the good news, Vance said. The bad news is that we have not reached an agreement, and I think that's bad news for Iran, much more than it is for the United States of America.